It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olean. And Matt, this time we're going to talk about a movie you've seen, not just stars or directors, but an actual movie that you would perhaps recommend to our listeners. It's from 2019, though, so it's intriguing to me. The Truth.
Yeah, so it's 2019. That's when it made its kind of film festival entrance, Doug. But its release in the U.S. is 2020, so it would be eligible for Oscars in this odd Oscar year of 2020. So we're just now seeing it on Prime Video. The film is directed by Hirokazu Koreeda, who's a Japanese director, and that makes it very interesting. He directed Shoplifters, which was a Oscar-nominated film a couple years ago, but for him to come and do this French film and make it seem like a French film, like you're watching a very French film, is amazing. We have three really big stars in this movie. Catherine Deneuve plays Fabienne. She is an aging film star, very much of the Catherine Deneuve, you know, it's 1960s, she became a superstar. So in a way, she's playing herself, but in a way, I think she's playing probably a character that's hopefully less likable than the actual Catherine Deneuve. She's a dismissive person, dismissive of other people. She's arrogant. She's a movie star. She was an absent mother to Juliette Binoche, who plays her daughter growing up. And Binoche and her husband, played by the always good Ethan Hawke, pay a visit to France with their daughter to see her, but also to kind of mark the release of her memoirs. So the star, Fabienne, has released her memoirs. And she's also making a movie within a movie. So the movie set that we see her going to shoot scenes for is a science fiction film about a mother who never grows old. And within that science fiction film, we have an actress played by Manon Clavel. And Manon Clavel is a young French actress who plays the star of the movie within the movie. Are you following all this?
I am.
It's actually not that complicated when you watch it. But the interesting thing is the actress, Manon Clavel, looks like a character we never see in the movie. There is a character talked about named Sarah, who was also a big French actress, who was friends with Fabienne and became kind of a second mother to Juliette Binoche's character. And this actress died in an accident. So that kind of hovers over the movie as kind of this unresolved thing that happened to this actress and forms kind of a rift between Catherine Deneuve and Juliette Binoche. Now, I wish that part of the story had been fleshed out a little more, maybe with a flashback or some kind of backstory, because you're kind of watching the movie and you're wondering, who do they keep talking about? Who is this Sarah? And eventually we find out who this Sarah was. She was a great French actress, often compared to Fabienne, Deneuve's character. So that's the story. The acting is fantastic. Deneuve is regal. She's arrogant. She is grouchy. She's a movie star. She loves her public. And Binoche is kind of the daughter who never went into the business. She is a scriptwriter, so she's in the business. But what I meant to say is she never became an actress. Ethan Hawke, who plays her husband, doesn't have a lot to do in the movie. He's kind of the genial husband, and his character is also an actor in Hollywood. But this is it's a film feast for two great ladies of French cinema, Deneuve and Binoche. And it's a great acting duel. They're great together. And in this strange Oscar year, Doug, I can see Catherine Deneuve in there pitching for this Best Actress Oscar. She is a past nominee, as you know, and Binoche is a past winner, of course, for The English Patient. But I can hear some rumblings out there that, you know, no one's emerged really as a Best Actress contender this year, Doug, because how many people have seen movies? So she could be the front runner at this point, and it would be a great late career award for her because she's great in the movie.
Well, it sounds like this is a movie about relationships, so it's people dealing with each other in a deep way, I guess. I was intrigued to see that this director, Koreeda, it was also the writer. This is a truly kind of an international film business we're in now in terms of directors and writers and stars. It's not Hollywood anymore, is it?
And it hasn't been for a long time. You know, Ang Lee directed Sense and Sensibility and could hardly speak English at the time, but, you know, directed a great movie. I don't know about Koreeda, how he communicated with Deneuve and Binoche and the other actors. Maybe his English is really good. I'm not sure. But again, you can't really tell, Doug, that you're watching a Japanese director direct a French movie. It feels like a French movie, but it moves crisply. It's a short hour and 47 minutes. The movie moves very quickly. I love the film within the film, Doug. The sets they design for this science fiction movie are really interesting. I also love the dynamic between Deneuve's character and Manon Clavel's character, because Deneuve sees her as kind of a younger version of her friend Sarah, even looks like her. There's a point in the film where she gives her a dress, and it's a dress that looks like a dress that Deneuve wore in Belle du Jour, the Louis Buñuel masterpiece from 1967 that Deneuve made. So there's this kind of star rivalry between the two of them on set. Deneuve will say things like, oh, look, she's trying to upstage me, or, oh, look, she's putting on tears in the read-through. She doesn't need to do that. So she's very aware of her stardom, very aware that she's older now, not getting the big parts, and that Manon Clavel is the new up-and-coming star. And so she's very dismissive of her, or at least for much of the film she is. And that's really interesting, too. When they do the scenes together, you can feel this friction, Doug, this awkwardness of the aging star and the new star. That was very well done, I thought, by director and writer Corita.
Well, it sounds like a drama, but I've heard it described as a dramedy because there's some comedy in it.
There is some comedy in it. Ethan Hawke is funny in the movie. The actor who plays Deneuve's longtime servant is often funny in the movie. Deneuve's ex-husband, Pierre, who shows up looking like somebody they dragged out of the Easy Rider movie. It's a very amusing part that he has. He's got kind of like Dennis Hopper hair going. And he's funny in the movie, too, plays Juliette Binoche's father, who's Deneuve's ex-husband. So that's a funny part as well. And even Deneuve and Binoche, even though there is this conflict, we know they love each other. We can tell that. But there's a lot of unresolved details. There's squabbling over the memoirs, things that were left out, things that were misremembered, things that never happened that Deneuve claimed happened. This is a big part of the script as well. And Doug, just to remind people again, you can screen The Truth on Prime Video. It's not in theaters right now unless you're where a theater is open. Check your listings. But right now, that's where I saw it on Prime Video.
All right. Well, I'll look for it. My Oscar trivia questions this week are based on those three stars because I found some interesting trivia about them. You mentioned Catherine Deneuve was a Best Actress nominee in 1993 for Indochine. Who won that year?
That was Emma Thompson for Howard's End.
Juliette Binoche was Best Actress nominee in 2001 for Chocolat. Who won that year?
Julia Roberts for Erin Brockovich.
And Ethan Hawke was Best Supporting Actor nominee in 2015 for Boyhood. Who won?
Oh, that was J.K. Simmons for Whiplash.
You got 100% correct, Matt. We've been to the movies with Matt Olien.